There's been some movement in the race for the Democratic nomination for Senate in Florida next year. Over the weekend, Miami Beach State Senator Dan Gelber confirmed that he is dropping out of the race for Senate, in which he was running against South Florida Congressman Kendrick Meek. Gelber made his comments to a Netroots conference on Saturday in Miami, where he said that when the Democrats get into a contested primary, the winner generally loses in the general election to the Republican on the ballot.
If you think about what happens, you end up with your with people who often share the same principles and the same goals, fighting with each other for basically who's going to turn out in a Democratic primary. And how are those people defined? They're people who are likely under any circumstances going to vote for any of the candidates in the general anyway. So you spend all your time and energy for a year and a half really arguing your money, arguing, and trying to convince, you know, who's a better candidate. And then you have 58 days after the nomination is secured to convince the other 3 or 4 million Floridians who are actually going to vote in the election who you are and why you share their values. It's really hard. And the proof, of course, is the fact that over the last few election cycles and our off-year elections like we're in right now, there's really been only one candidate who's won, Alex Singh. And guess what? She didn't have a primary. So for me, I'm in this U.S. Senate race, but I will likely be taking a sort of a step back from the race right now.
Last month at a Tiger Bay Club appearance in Tampa, Gelber had essentially announced that he was going to drop out of the race for Senate. His supporters hope he'll now turn his sights on the nomination for Attorney General, but there are other Democrats, like South Florida State Senator Dave Ehrenberg, strongly looking to run in that race as well. In the House, Gelber was one of the most articulate Democrats who voiced their opposition during the Jeb Bush era, and he's not lost his intensity when it comes to finding fault with Republicans in the state legislature.
You know, while ambition is terrific sometimes, it's really important that we elect people who can deliver the kind of change we're seeing on the national level. Because frankly, if you look at Florida, we have not had any change here at all. We have, Louis Garcia can tell you, we have a state legislature that is overwhelmingly Republican. And the problems our state are facing are much worse than any other state, whether it's the worst in the nation high school graduation rate, the 4 million people without health insurance, the second in the nation mortgage foreclosure rate, or the first in the nation shedding jobs. Things are worse here because of the decisions of the leadership of the state, the Republican leadership of the state, and we've got to change it.